Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mahlangu, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. I hope you're doing well.
I'm fine, thank you.
Lovely, lovely. We're continuing to talk about the remnant and its mission. Yesterday, you emphasized the concept of the remnant being a replica, or cut from the original. But in the case of the remnant church, what exactly is the original? How can one know, what key signs identify the remnant? So this is what we're going to have to understand as soon as we are done with the conversation this afternoon. Welcome once again. Now, Pastor, tell us about the original that the remnant is supposed to be following.
As we were looking at the original, you will notice that we did highlight some key concepts that we are moving from Eden to Eden. Mm. God gives us the church in the Garden of Eden. And he says, let's make man in our own image. Mm. So when God is talking to humanity, he highlights the things that he is expecting from us. Mm-hmm. So that we could do his will or live according to what he wants us to do. So in the passage of time, God is saying, I've given them my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. To Adam and Eve, he says to them, you shall not eat of the tree of the middle. Any other tree, you can have access to it, but the tree of life, don't tamper with it. So that's the original. God is saying, listen to my commandments. Don't eat the tree. Because when you eat the tree, you shall surely die. Mm. And unfortunately, Adam and Eve disobeys what God is saying from the start. And that's where the problem begins, where humanity is disobeying God's law. So when you belong to the church of God, we're simply saying you are somebody who listens to what God is saying. You are following the laws and the commandments that come from God. Yeah. That is the original. That is the original relationship that is there between humanity and God.
Mm, beautiful. Now, how can we show allegiance to God as the remnant?
If you read your Bible in the book of Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 20, the Bible says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Yeah. God is saying his word, the Bible, the word of God, is what we need to show allegiance to. God speaks to us through his word, and he has highlighted the things that he expects us to do and to say, to live by the concepts, the precepts that he has set aside for us. This is how God expects us to live. And if we derail, if we move away from that original, that which God has said we should live by, then we are running away from the word of God. And you'll notice that there are man-made ideas of living. There is a gospel of convenience today, mm. where we are saying that people can do whatsoever they want as long as they are called Christians. They can do whatsoever they want, and then we have a problem because you remember those are seven women who come and say, I just want to be called by your name. Remember them, and they're saying we are living according to our own way. But let me quickly get there. We are on Isaiah chapter 4, verse number 1. It says, and seven women shall take hold of one man in that day, saying, we eat.
Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 4, verse number 1, it says, and seven women shall take hold of one man in that day, saying, we shall eat our own bread wear our own clothes. Only let us be called by your name, take away our reproach. So these are people who have deviated from the remnant. They are people who are refusing to live by the precepts of God. They are saying they want to be called Christians, but they don't want to abide to what the original has to say. We said yesterday, if you are an original, you have to carry the qualities of the original. You can't change the qualities of the original. You have to abide by it. So if you are called a Christian, you have to live by what the Christians live by. And if you refuse to do that, then which means you are no longer an original. You are a, I don't know what you call it, a Hong Kong, or you, I don't know what you call it, but it's not the original.
Yeah.
You want to be like the original. So this is why even today we have religions that purport to be Christians, but at the same time, they've got another life that they are living, which is ungodly. Just like these women, they're saying, we are going to eat our own food. We are going to wear our own clothes. Just let us be called by your name. Now, let me emphasize on this passage of scripture. When we are saying an original, you ask to say, how does an original behave? If you go back to the book of Genesis, God prescribes a diet for the original. Amen.
Yeah.
He says, this is the food that you are going to eat. So God is specific about the food that you're supposed to eat in the book of Genesis. You go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 11. God also is telling us about the meats that we can eat, the animals that we can eat, and that which we cannot eat. So God is also specific about the diet that we are supposed to take. God also talks about the dressing. You go to the book of Leviticus, go to the book of Deuteronomy. God is specific about what the children of God are supposed to wear. He is saying, as a child of God, this is how you're supposed to dress up. You go to the book of Peter. Peter is telling the church how we ought to speak, the language that we ought to use as God's children. You go to the book of Luke. The Bible tells you that the eye is the light of the body. What you see with your eyes determines what you become at the end of the day. So God is saying you have got a specific way of dressing, a specific way of eating, the music that you listen to, what you watch with your own eyes. So God is specific about those things. He wants us to live according to the way of the precepts that he has put down. So when we are moving from the book of Genesis up to the book of Revelation, God is continuously talking to the church, the original church, how we need to live by, what we need to do, his commandments, and eventually says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And we all know the book of Exodus, chapter 20, from verse number 1 going downwards, it clearly states what God wants us to do, the commandments that he has set aside for us, so that we may live and follow those commandments, so that we can be the children of God. He has written these things with his own hand so that we can live according to what he wants us to do. And by the way, you would notice that people don't have a problem. I'm not talking about the commandments here. I'm talking about the remnant. But you would notice that people don't have a problem with the nine commandments. You talk about stealing. People say, no, I don't steal. You talk about covetousness. You talk about lying. You talk about anything. But the moment you talk about the Sabbath, then the Ten Commandments are null and void. But anyway, what I'm simply emphasizing is simply say, when you are a remnant, when you are the original, you are following God's commandments, what God has said we should do.
Yeah, quite a mouthful there. Thank you so much, Pastor. Now, do we have to be, member of any particular denomination in order to be part of the remnant? And this question has actually been asked many times by many people.
Yesterday, we did address that partly when we were saying, when you are a remnant, you are keeping God's commandments. And we said, if you feel and if you are not feel, if you are certain and you are sure that where you are keeping God's commandments, and God is happy with what you are doing, then I am convinced that you become part of the remnant. But if you, the Bible says, if you break one out of the 10, then you have missed it.
Mm.
Yes. So what does that mean? It means wherever I am, I should be convinced that what I am doing is correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether I'm Roman Catholic, whether I'm SDA, or whether I'm ZCC, whatever I'm doing, wherever I am, for me to be called a remnant, I should be following what God has said from the book of Genesis. Because we are saying, let me tell you what I read this morning when I was researching on this topic.
Yeah, yeah.
Another definition of a remnant is saying, a remnant is a, it says it's a trace. You get that, Zaba?
Yeah.
Let me get to it. Let me get to it.
Okay.
It says it talks about a trace. It's something that removes from the original and it emphasizes the issue of a trace. All right. The meaning of a remnant is usually a small part, a member, or trace remaining. Can you see that one?
Mm.
We are tracing back to the original. And when we are talking about the original, to say, what has God prescribed from the time immemorial? From the beginning, what has God said? So when we are tracing, we are going back to the original, to what God is saying we need to follow. So as God's children, we are saying we need to know what God wants us to do, live by the precepts, and you cannot have an original that is built on something new. No, 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 no. An original traces back to where it all started. So there is nothing that is called new light. There is nothing that is called new theology. We are going back to the original, what God has said. God says, let us build, let us make man in our own image. Mm. And after that, this humanity, this man is living according to commandments that God has given them. So God is saying, I am a God who says, let's be friends. But for you to be my friend, there are things that I expect from you. In as much as you expect these things from me, I also expect these things from you. Mm. So God is saying, for us to have a relationship, you should do this so that I should do this. And when that happens, then there's a symbiotic relationship between humanity and God. But for you to remain in the original, you need to listen and follow what God wants us to do. James chapter 2, verse number 10, it says, whoever breaks one commandment is guilty of breaking them all. Mm. So when we ask to preach now, we need to follow God's commandment. There is no excuse to that. There is no way we can live without that. And James also writes and says, our faith without works is dead. So we need to show our faith. We need to show our works. Let's live as the original and follow what God wants us to do.
Beautiful, beautiful. Lastly, Pastor, what is our individual duty, you know, within the remnant?
Our individual duty as a remnant is to share God's word. We are continuously preaching God's word, sharing God's word, not only through our mouth, but even our lifestyle. Mm. We have a three angels message that we need to share. We need to let the world know that one day this world is going to be judged. And because of that, we need to live a life that shows that we are a children of God who know that this world is going to come to an end someday. And before it comes to an end, we need to let the whole world, we need to let everyone know that there is a God who is going to judge the world at the end of the day. So it's our responsibility as God's children to show a lifestyle that shows that we are children who know that one day God is going to bring all these things to an end, and he is going to judge the righteous and the evil. And because of that, we need to be on the right side and do what is correct.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. But for today, I do want to appreciate your time and thank you so, so much for actually setting aside time. And to our listeners as well, who have actually taken time to listen to this message, it's a powerful, powerful one. Blessings to you.
Blessings, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.